I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us live is Rosanna Berardi of Berardi Immigration Law here on WBEN this morning. Rosanna, asylum seekers living in hotels must leave by December 31st. This is a big development. What do you make of it?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Well, like anything with U.S. immigration, this one is messy. First off, the contract ends by December 31st with the company facilitating all this. Could be extended, who knows? My gut check and gut reaction here is we are very close to the presidential election. Immigration remains a very contentious topic on both sides of the aisle. And not everybody's in favor of migrants in hotels at, you know, funded by public dollars. So I think there's some political motivation behind the timing of all of this. What I've read and reviewed, this doesn't affect families with children, but we're kicking the can again. This is just another iteration of people came in seeking asylum. They still don't have work authorization. We're kicking the can down the road. We've seen it from the feds to the cities to the states. It's just a huge mess.
Rosanna, do asylum seekers have any sort of access to maybe pushing back against this, or are they heavily restricted here?
Well, I would, based on my knowledge, they don't really have much say in what happens. They're at the mercy of the federal and the state government in terms of where they're going. And, you know, we're coming upon the winter months. The headlines don't sound good, if you will, but remember, we're very close to a U.S. presidential election, and I think there's some polling going on here saying, look, people do not like this, and we're going to have to show some action. And if you look at New York City Mayor's Eric Adams' statement about this, it is very, very much in promotion of the Harris and Biden administration for doing a great job on immigration. So the timing, somewhat suspect. I don't think the migrants have really a fighting chance to fight this and just have to go wherever they are being assigned.
If migrants haven't been placed in housing at this point, does it seem that their asylum application may be in trouble?
Well, Susan, it's a really long, sticky process to apply for political asylum. And many migrants who have arrived in the U.S. are not even close. I mean, we are talking years and years before they would ever get their date in court. Many of them have applied for work authorization, which is taking longer than everyone would like. So there's not a whole lot of movement. And on a grand scale, it's a really hard humanitarian issue because we have, you know, thousands and thousands of people in the United States seeking political asylum with a very backlogged system, and we're not sure what to do. Where do we put them? How do we educate them? How do we feed them? This is a colossal task that I think on all levels of government are failing. And it's a reflection of, you know, the long-term immigration reform that we've been talking about for 30 years that needs to be done so we can move these cases, in all cases, much faster.
Rosanna, I'm glad you brought up the humanitarian point, because some of the language here is can be seen as concerning from a human standpoint, like being reconnected with friends or family. Not everyone comes here with friends and family. How right. do you reconnect them? Is that implying deportation, or how do you read that legally, I guess?
Well, they're not going to be deported or removed from the United States because as political asylum seekers, they have the ability and the right to apply for asylum and have their quote unquote day in court, so to speak. So no one's really going anywhere with respect to, you know, we hear these misnomers of mass deportations. That's not happening. That's not how it works in our democracy. I think it's really important to take a step back to maybe 12 or 18 months ago and look at the rhetoric around this exact issue. I mean, our own Erie County executive said that anyone that was, you know, in opposition to this was a racist and didn't want people in their community, you know, they were bad. And now, all of a sudden, 2 weeks before a presidential election, we're seeing the rhetoric completely flip and say, hey, these people have to go. It's costing us too much money. The contract's ending. They have to find their friends and family, and kind of like too bad, so sad. Super interesting if you look at it from a policy shift rhetoric perspective. There's a lot going on here, most of which I would gather is 98% political.
Okay. Do you see buses of local migrants heading back to New York City at the end of December?
Perhaps, unless they do something with this contract. You know, as an attorney, when I hear a contract's expiring, well, contracts can be extended. We'll see what actually happens. This is kind of like a 90-day notice period, if you will, in terms of the extension on December 31st. So we'll watch that one closely and see what happens. But the takeaway here is no one's being deported. No one's being removed. This is a replacement. This is also evidence of just the strain on public resources in terms of what do we do when we have a broken asylum system and immigration court system? What do we do with thousands and thousands of people who are entitled to their day in court, but really have nowhere to go? And housing crises in the United States in general are super problematic, and this is only just exacerbating it. So we'll be watching this one closely and seeing what happens and certainly keeping you up to date.
Rosanna, thank you for all the clarification there. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Rosanna Berardi of Berardi Immigration Law.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.